successful few circles. But all world now dancing and chanting the holy name of Nita Yoga, Rara Yoga. It was not possible if Mahaprabhu and Nita Yoga Prabhu not gave Sabha Krishna this Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. As you have seen, here many of our friends, but all they are our friends, and all they are connected with the mercy of Srila Esa Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And today is this disappearance day. That Swami Maharaj Prabhupada and Srila Guru Maharaj was very intimate friends, and he is considering our Guru Maharaj as his Sikha Guru, and for that all over the world knows who is Srila Maharaj. I am praising Srila Swami Maharaj so much, and in the West, also here in India. But someone telling, yeah, I am praising so much Swami Maharaj, not praising Guru Maharaj so much. And somebody have some feelings like that. But they are foolish. When all the Gita told Krishna to Arjuna, there was many varieties of knowledge. There are Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and three Ashtanga Yoga. But finally, when given his last speech, there Krishna said, Sarva Dharmani Paritrishya Mami Kalsharana Paritrishya. This way, if I can properly glorify to Swami Maharaj, then you will understand who is this Srila Srila Maharaj. That is, Swami Maharaj himself said, yes, Sridhar Maharaj is my Sikha Guru and intimate friend. Our relationship was too intimate. Then it is sufficient for anyone who attentively will hear Sridhar Maharaj's speech, he will understand what is the position of Sridhar Maharaj in our society. Then necessary to praise to the most of it. Is not that way I am praising. Actually, Swami Maharaj's own capacity, own power, Shaktave Shahota, Guru Maharaj said, and through him, all over the world now chanting and dancing the name of Nita Yoga and Rara Yoga. But when they are intimate relationship with our Lord, wants to know, they must come to Srila Srila Maharaj. And it is easily they will understand when they will come. Srila Srila Maharaj, through his intimate associates and devotees, they will understand what was the position of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Srila Devi Sahib. Everybody knows Prabhupada Srila Saraswati Thakur, when he disappeared, before that he called Srila Guru Maharaj and he given charge of his sampradaya, Rupananda sampradaya, singing the song of Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mara Sampada, Sai Mara Bhaja Manjari. It was their heart, power transmission. We heard from Srila Guru Maharaj's Honorable Godbrother's lotus mouth. They told me that day we have seen what is the power transmission, transcendental power transmission. These are Prabhupada giving charge to Srila Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj always wants to hide out from his altar.
Many times, Śrīla Śāmīmā has given his house to Guru Mahārāja
for the preaching purpose. He can use. If you will try, still you can see there in Raja Rajvallapara, there is one lane named Siddhākānta Banerjī Lane. There, number 7 was our ashram, and number 6 was the apartment of Swami Maharaj. A full house, not apartment only, was Śrīla Śāmī Mahārāja's residence. He given mercifully to Guru Mahārāj for the preaching in Calcutta and from Calcutta to other province. Anyhow, Śrīla Śāmī Mahārāja always want to take out the Guru Mahārāj for preaching. That is, he have much śraddha, much faith, much regard to Śrīla Guru Mahārāja. At that time he was grihastha, Guru Mahārāja was sannyasi. Not only that, Śrīla Śāmī Mahārāja's enthusiasm unlimited. Unlimited enthusiasm we have seen. That is, I was that time brahmachari. After that I was sannyasi. But I am very junior, maybe 2 years, 3 years boy, you can say. In our spiritual life. But Śāmī Mahārāja is taking me also for preaching. And he is sitting the down and giving me the chair of Vyasasana. And I do not know proper Sanskrit that time, but I can read it. I am reading Sanskrit slokas, and Śāmī Mahārāja has given lecture over that sloka.
Commentary.
This way he is preaching. Any instrument he is getting like me, he is using for his preaching purpose. This is my feelings. He is using me, he used Guru Mahārāj, he used everything for the service to Krishna and preaching Krishna consciousness. That was his special quality. Then, without mercy of Śrīla Śāmī Mahārāja, you cannot come here, actually. We are telling it is Nityānanda Prabhu's mercy, we are telling it is Mahāprabhu's mercy, but why we not will tell it is Śāmī Mahārāja's mercy? That is Nityānanda Prabhu and Mahāprabhu through him bestowing his mercy. Then if we will take Śrīla Śāmī Mahārāja's name, that is enough for us. Not necessary to remember Nityānanda Prabhu and Mahāprabhu. If we will chant his name, if we will chant his glories, that is enough for us, we are thinking. And that Śāmī Mahārāja, when he is telling to his personal associates and devotees, if he wants to know more, you go to Śrīla Śrīdhara Mahārāja. Then what difficulty to understand who is Śrīla Śrīdhara Dev Goswāmī Mahārāja? Anyhow, our Guru Mahārāja, he was chief of our Gaudiya, whole Gaudiya Sampradaya. Everybody knows it. And they told us, we are preaching. Many God-brothers of Guru Mahārāja, they told, we are preaching all over the world, but we are seeing which way Śrīla Śrīdhara Mahārāja it is taking our preaching. If he is satisfied, then we are getting much enthusiasm for preaching. If he is not satisfied with us, then we are thinking where is our fault. And this commentary of the great devotee of Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur, his name, everybody knows, is A.V. Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. He was the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya president. And Guru Mahārāja and Śrīla
Saranga Goswami Maharaj, when attending any mission, any meeting, everybody giving the presidential chair to Guru Maharaj, all the devotee of Saraswati Thakur, and Guru Maharaj that chair given to Srila Goswami Maharaj. He do not wants to take, but Guru Maharaj is telling, yes, Gosai, you are the fittest person for this chair. Then Srila Goswami Maharaj is taking that chair and he is giving his presidential address and so much praising Srila Guru Maharaj. And all the godbrothers of Guru Maharaj, they were so much affectionate with us and keeping much regard for Guru Maharaj. Everybody knows it. I have many photos of that time. And that Guru Maharaj, he wants to do, spend his last part of life in this mundane to do some bhajan and some path kirtan, no problem. But Krishna's wheels play other way. Nityananda Prabhu, he told to Guru Maharaj, he said, Nityananda Prabhu told me, you have some property, you do not want to give your property to others. And which way you are asking my mercy? You are not merciful to conditioned souls, and which way you are asking mercy of me? Then Guru Maharaj, before he not taken disciple, but after that, getting some inspiration from Nityananda Prabhu, he took few of disciples. But Mahaprabhu's wills was so merciful to the conditioned souls, and for that Mahaprabhu arranged a big preaching mission in the name of Srila Guru Maharaj. And that mission now spreaded all over the world. Now our so many friends, thousands of thousands of people, they are coming to practice Krishna consciousness in the under guidance of, in the line of Srila Guru Maharaj. And we are very happy. Today you have seen Sankirtan here. It is not full Sankirtan actually. Full of devotee, half of the devotee gone out. But what Sankirtan you have seen today, more than this, every country we have seen that Sankirtan. One example I can give you, when I was, I went to Hawaii, a very small island, but when I went Hawaii and other country, everywhere it is, one country I am taking name, and there, when I get down from the plane and meet with the devotee, the one devotee come, he is very innocent and old man, wants to embrace me. And when he embraced, then whole devotee try to embrace me. Then you think, maybe 300 and more devotee was there. Then there become one pyramid like that. Each other embracing. They want to embrace me. Finally, what happened? There was a big pyramid. And that photo also I have. When I have seen, I was surprised. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada, S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami, he is writing me some letter. The one letter was very nice. Yo Govinda Maharaj, you cannot conceive how much they are inspired and enlightened by Krishna consciousness. When I am reaching in one country, they are with tears and flowers of rose, and millions of rose flowers and tears, they are chanting the glory of Mahaprabhu chanting the holy name of Hare Krishna and meeting with me in airport. And you cannot conceive how nice that scenario. Then when I went to West, I have got his associates like Sripad Sagar Maharaj, Sripad Janardhan Maharaj, Rishabh Dev Prabhu also here, many of the devotees. They are telling it is more than Srila Swami Maharaj's reception. What reception? He has got more than that I have got, many higher. Then what can I say? All the mercy, all the glories of Srila Swami Maharaj, it is bestowed all over the world. And for that, today, everybody coming in the line of Krishna consciousness and line of Srila Guru Maharaj. It is a special line. Guru Maharaj's line, that is Rupa Goswami Prabhu's line. And everybody knows that it is very exclusive line for bhajan, Radha Govinda. And that line is very exclusive. And Krishna, he not giving his bhakti yoga, but giving mukti and adat, everything. And like that, Mahaprabhu's line, when he is Jugavatar, he spreaded Krishna consciousness through the holy name. But when Rupa Goswami Prabhu's conception come out by the grace of Sriman Mahaprabhu, how much that was exclusive type, only who is fully surrendered to Rupa Goswami and his associates, he will understand it. Seimor sampada, seimor bhajana pujan, seimor pranadhan, seimor abharan, seimor jivaner jivan. Anukula habe vidhi, sepade hoibe siddhi, nirokhiva edui nayane. Serupo madhuri rasi, pran kubalaya shashi, prafullita habe nishidini. Tua adarsana ohi, garale jarala dehi, chirodini tapito jivan, haha prabhu karodaya, deho more padachaya, narottam laila saran. This song, very exclusive song in the line of our Rupanuga Sampradaya, actually. And Narottam Thakur, he was disciple of, Narottam Thakur, he was disciple of Srila Lokanath Goswami. But his expression, fully, we can see that Lokanath Goswami, he will take his hand and he will samarpan korbe. English ki Maharaj? Lokanath Goswami take samarpan korbe Rupa Goswami paye.
When will he offer me to the hand?
When he will offer me to the hand of Rupa Goswami. And that day, I am waiting for that day. And also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's expression, you know, that is Sri Rupa Raghunath Padejaras Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishnadas. Rupa Raghunath's katha, the conception of Srila Rupa Raghunath, it is so high standard bhajan practicing life. And it is not possible to follow them in that way. But it is possible by the grace of his devotee, we can enter into that devotion, service life, plane of dedication. We can enter that type of plane of dedication by the grace of the Rupa Goswami Prabhu's associates and followers. Then we will try as possible by us to do seva something for Srila Guru Maharaj, then we must get his mercy. And Guru Maharaj was so merciful, externally he is not showing his preaching life so much, but in his pastimes, last stage, we have seen he constantly preaching the glories of Rupa Raghunath, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. When the devotees are coming from the west and Guru Maharaj is thinking they are coming from so far, 10,000, 15,000, 6,000 kilometers far, they are coming for hearing the glories of Rupa Raghunath, then as possible by me, I shall give them. Sometimes I was little hesitate when Guru Maharaj has given Gayatri Mantram explanation. Actually not, it was my hesitation. I want to know more about that. That is, I am sometimes questioning Guru Maharaj, why you given Gayatri Mantram explanation to the Mlechas? It is not stated in our Vedas or other scriptures this way. Then Guru Maharaj said, Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu is so merciful. And they given more than that to us. Then if we are miser to give it, who will give in future if I shall not give it, the explanation of Gayatri Mantra? And it is true, from Mahaprabhu's time, Gayatri Mantram explanation not given our anyone Acharya. Only Jiva Goswami Prabhu, he mentioned something about Gayatri Mantram. But where is that necessary to search, Guru Maharaj said. He have seen somewhere something. But Guru Maharaj has given that explanation very wide way. And everybody will understand what is inside there. And who is qualified, they also told it. Yeah, it is true, what Sridhar Maharaj has given before, we have not got it. And what Sridhar Maharaj has given, no other way to explain it without in his life, without leaving his line, we cannot explain it. And it is truth that whole mantram coming out from the flute of Krishna, and Krishna's flute, his sound, first sound for the conditioned soul, attracting Krishna's half quality, sarvadbhuta chamatkara lila kallola bharati atulya madhura prema mandita priya mandala tri jagan manasakarshi murali kalakujita asaman ordha rupasri bhismapita charachara. This is the quality of Krishna. Then Krishna attracting everybody, every jiva soul, every conditioned soul, he have that power. Only we need to clean our the mind, cheto darpana marjanam. This is Mahaprabhu's advice to all the conditioned souls. You try to do cheto darpana marjanam, bhava maha davagni nidvapanam, sreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam, anandam budhivardhanam parivadam purnam mritasvadanam, sarvatmas napanam parang vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Everything you will get through that. That is Mahaprabhu's. But chanting, there is some process Mahaprabhu given very nicely. Don't disturb this environment. Don't disturb. What is English Guru Master? Sympathetic dealings with nature. Don't disturb that. And it is possible only through this process, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Shaisnuna, Omanina Manodena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Be humble, be tolerant, give honor to others, then nobody will be your enemy anyway. everybody will be your friend, and you can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra happily and without offense. That is necessary. This process, when we are applying in the West, we are getting so much good result. Everybody becoming our friend, it is true. Everybody have some ego, no doubt. But when I am going there, all the devotee circle, they are leaving their ego. Very easily they are harmonizing with my preaching mission. And I am happy with them, and they are my property, I am thinking. Actually, I am getting the raise from the devotees, and I am charging my own self, and I am preaching through that charge, giving light to others. I told many times it, yeah, devotees, energy is my energy. Energy I am not producing, they are giving energy to me. I am solar charge battery like that, and I am preaching to them. That is my property. Then you join here and you are celebrating this centenary, year-long festival, and at a Ujjapan, what? Mahotsav, at a Ujjapan karbar jonne apnara sokole ekhane samuposthit hoyechen, tar jonne ami khub ki bolbo, sukhi bolbo na anondito bolbo, e sob gula kono bisheshoni er majhkhane te ese pore na. Yes, you are illuminating this festival. Actually, heart and soul you are trying as possible for the mission of Srila Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj's glories knows his all the sannyasi devotees. Oh, I am taking so much time, I forgot. Anyhow, here is present Sripad Mahamandaleshwar Swami Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj. He is our representative, you know, actually London Mission, but he is representative all over the world also. He have done 5 times world tour with me. Actually, he taken me out from India. And here is Sripad Bhakti Kusum Ashram Maharaj. He come and joined from Mexico. Sripad Bhakti Kanan Giri Maharaj from New York, America. Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, my good friend, he joined in this festival. And Sripad Tridandi Maharaj, Bhakti Sharuk Tridandi Maharaj, Ireland and New Zealand, missionary in charge, and he come here. All the devotees, you are like Sripad Rishabh Dev Prabhu from America. Rishabh Dev Prabhu's glory, unlimited glories. What can I say? When I am going to America, now I am going and staying in our mart, but before 2 times maybe. I stayed in his house, and he was refusing. His family stayed in the hotel, and he given his house, but big house. There is swimming pool, etc., many things. But like that, and when I went to Mexico also, there also have got much nourishment through Sripad Bhakti Kusum Ashram Maharaj. He is our missionary in charge that zone. And here Chidananda Prabhu always living with me, and I am very happy with Chidananda Prabhu. He is giving me so much affection, unlimitedly. We cannot believe which way he has got that type of affection for me. And all the devotees you are, whom shall I name? Everybody here in South Africa, from South Africa, Sripad Rishabdev Prabhu, they are also, he is arranging so much as possible by him. We have now three centers. One in Durban, he is managing. There, one in Pietermaritzburg, they are managing Sripad Bhuvan Pavan and Johannesburg, they are Premasindhu Prabhu and others. He also come with his family. This way, all over the world, devotee, as possible, they came. They come here and join in this festival, and tomorrow they will go to Vrindavan for fulfill the desire of the devotees. And there also will be big festival, no doubt. Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Math's Golden Jubilee Utsav we have done there in Vrindavan, and we call all the Brijavasi sadhus, and they join happily with us in our festival, glorified Guru Maharaj, and many things happened that time. I am expecting this time also centenary Utsav of Srila Guru Maharaj. It will be very satisfactory way in Vrindavan. And here our Sripad Bhakti Parapanna Tirtha Maharaj, who is our general secretary of this mission, and he is, and also Sripad Amrita Krishna Prabhu, he is now sick, 102 maybe his fever, but tirelessly he is trying for our devotees' satisfaction as possible by him. More than that, he is always serving here. And Sripad Tirtha Maharaj's capacity is so much. He is arranging everything here with our friends. Today came from television, Durudarshan Kendra. Happily they came with association of Sripad Tirtha Maharaj. We have got them here today. They have taken some photos also, and our interview they recorded just before coming here. Anyhow, I am leaving now to Sripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj. That is tomorrow morning. All the devotees will go to Howrah station within 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock their train, and someone go other train maybe. Then it is my prayer to Sripad Sagar Maharaj, Sripad Ashram Maharaj, Giri Maharaj, everybody, something, try to glorify our Guru Maharaj and Sripad Swami Maharaj also. That is, today is disappearance day of Srila Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj wrote one letter before coming in India from America. He wrote one letter, "Oh Govinda Maharaj, I do not want to disturb Sridhar Maharaj, but you ask him this question and give answer to me." Question was it, I have so many seva in the West, and Prabhupada mercifully given me that seva. Prabhupada means Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But my health is not good. Two times heart attack happened already. Then I am thinking, I want to die in Vrindavan. Now what is the opinion of Sridhar Maharaj? I shall go back to Vrindavan and stay there, or I shall preach here? This was his question. Then he told Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj said, "Tumi jatha taha Vrindavan." Where you are living, there Vrindavan also living there. then you have no doubt. And where you are preaching, Vrindavan going there. Then why you are thinking about Vrindavan that way? You preach there Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada given you that world for preaching. And when time will come, you must get Vrindavan. Then you don't worry, you stay there and preach. Then I wrote a given answer, and again Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj given answer to me. Now I am very happy. After my Guru Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj is my Guru and his instruction is my Guru's instruction, I am thinking. Then I am taking in my head, and also I am getting here. Very quick I may get citizenship in America, and I am preaching here so much and more possibility to preach here, and it is order of my Guru Maharaj I am thinking, then I am so happy. This way he given answer. That two letters, only fortunately that two letters with me, and all letters where gone I do not know. But when I have seen my basket, there I have seen five letters of Srila Swami Maharaj, but two letters is that letter. And it is now spread all over the world, that letter also. That how much he have affection for Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj's affection, how much was with him? It is, we cannot conceive. We do not know the Vaishnava relation. Actually, we cannot recognize who is Vaishnava and who is non-Vaishnava. Then which way we will recognize their relationship? But it was very intimate. When they are telling it is intimate, then we can understand it is intimate. Otherwise, we cannot understand it. Anyhow, that Srila Swami Maharaj's disappearance day also today, it is very nice day. That is, Harsha Vishade Prabhu Vishram Korila, Haridas Thakur when leave that world, Mahaprabhu was happy. That is, he have got rest from this mundane environment, and also separation, Mahaprabhu was unhappy, sad. But we are also sad for that, no doubt. But our feeling and Mahaprabhu's feeling and Narottam Das Thakur's feeling is completely different. Narottam Das Thakur said, Keno va achaye pran kisukho lagiya? Narottam Das keno na gelo moriya? This way Narottam Das Thakur expresses her heart. Then when that feelings will come to our heart, then we will understand a little bit. Anyhow, Jai Om Vishnumaya Srila Bhakti Kaksila Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Todiyo Shatavarsiki Suva Abir Bhav Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Krishna Anushilan Sangha Ki Jai. Todiyo Sevak Vrinda Ki Jai. Samagata Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Samagata Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Samagata Sajjan Vrinda Ki Jai.